Extremely Local News now, sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. Jen Sabella with us from Block Club Chicago. And this construction, Jen, as you know, nothing new, but it seems like this is the worst traffic that anyone can remember. What's the latest on this?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, it's terrible out there. We reached out to some of our readers and said, what's been going on? How have you been handling the traffic situation? And many of them who live in the city and work in the suburbs are having the worst time here. It's taking them 2 hours each way to get to, like, the northwest side to, like, Orland Park in the southwest suburbs. Even just across town, like commuting from downtown to like Logan Square can take an hour. It's due to the Kennedy construction. It's an absolute nightmare down to two lanes. It's also due to, transportation officials said, people really changed their driving habits due to the pandemic. They're working from different locations. They're working on different days. So the city and the Department of Plant Transportation, they're trying to figure out when people are using the roads the most, and they're having to plan construction around kind of an unpredictable traffic pattern that used to be pretty standard, commute times, but things have really changed with the hybrid work environment. Mm-hmm. And sadly, it will not be letting up anytime soon. That Kennedy construction is going to be happening for the next 3 years.
And the driver data that the navigation app Waze collected bears all this out, doesn't it?
It does, yes. It says that there's a 6.7% increase in traffic over the same period last year, which also is people just showing up into work more often. Mm-hmm. Traffic has returned downtown. I'm definitely seeing our office building a little more populated. So, and there's, a little bit of skepticism about using public transit. People are worried about ghost trains and train delays and bus delays. So just a lot of chaos all around that we hope will chill out as everyone gets kind of back to normal and showing up in person.
But at least the Blue Line will be running this weekend, won't it?
It will, and our readers were really excited to see that the Blue Line will be back and up and running this weekend. The CTA suspended service between Addison and Western Blue Line stations in late February to replace a crossover track at Belmont that had fallen into disrepair. This meant that anyone using the train between those stations over the weekend had to take shuttle buses, and this meant like people traveling with heavy suitcases, to O'Hare Airport would have to, get off the train, get on this bus, get on another train. Just really a headache for everyone. But it's done, so everything is back up and running on the weekend. So Blue Line riders are pretty happy about that.
Yeah, some good commuter news. Well, it's a good thing that the holiday weekend will be warm, because the Park District is temporarily closing all of its indoor pools. Why are they doing that?
So this has been an issue since the pandemic and began with staffing shortages in these pools. It used to be that the Park District would keep these indoor pools open while the beaches were open, while the outdoor pools were open, and there just simply isn't enough staffing to keep them going. So the Park District is closing all indoor pools for a month, and they're saying they're going to try to open them again in late June, but it's really unclear if they'll have the staffing to even do that. So as of now, they're just hoping to staff the beaches and some of these outdoor pools, but we're really not going to know until late June whether these indoor pools will be back up and running, which is upsetting a lot of locals who didn't know. First of all, they had to kind of like show up at the pool and were told, hey, this is done as of tomorrow. So a lot of lap swimmers who rely on this as their exercise are having to find another place to swim. But yeah, the Park District said they're really, really trying to recruit lifeguards this year, and they're expanding trainings and they're waiving certification fees. Basically, if you know someone who wants to be a lifeguard, the Park District is looking for them.
All right, good to know. More at blockclubchicago.org, including the animal story of the adorable fox family living in Millennium Park. Thank you, Jen. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob. You too.